Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. It is time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. It is PDGA Growth Day and UDisc Course Growth Day. Also, if you're on a Microsoft Teams call later today, let them know you listen to Disc Golf Daily. It helps spread the word. Now let's get to it. Our number one news story of the day, Brody Smith's PDGA scoring take. A lot of chat about this. Brody has a lot of great takes and a few stinkers. This one sits somewhere in between. He is correct that there are some features that UDisc had that PDGA Live does not yet have. He is correct that migrating fans from one, albeit very popular platform, to a new one takes time, and during that time, some eyeballs are lost. However, there are already stats that we did not have before, and the sky's the limit for the improvements that we will see over the course of the season. For their first bite at live scoring on the big screen, I'm actually impressed. In fact, I'll take a bet with Brody that by the end of the season, the first season of live scoring via PDGA, that it will be better than where we were with UDisc at the end of 2023. That, plus the fact that this is a self-serving long-term contract, so to speak, the PDGA can and will invest numerous resources to improve it. We, the fans, and all of the PDGA tournament directors will be better off in the long run. And my bet is that it won't even take that long. Our number two news story of the day, the Players Meeting email newsletter had some great U.S. women's takeaways. Number one, baby Maple Hill in the making, Brian Earhart. The venue at U.S. Women's is a disc golfer's dream. Besides the championship course, it has the Austin Beer Works Brewery, a restaurant, a pro shop, a putting course, a kids' play area, and plenty of parking. So maybe it's not quite Maple Hill without parking comment. It's one of those tracks where if you're dialed, then every hole can be birdied. But if you're lacking confidence, then bogeys can come easy and often. Takeaway number two, Big Money Missy has evolved into Major Money Missy. While it feels like she's been here before, this was actually Missy Gannon's first major win. Since 2021, she's found success at big four-round events. Throw Pink, twice at Ledgestone, and twice at the Tour Championship. When it comes down to it, Missy knows how to win when the stakes and money are at their highest. And this time around, it took a 1,004 event rating to bring home the $12,000. Takeaway number three from the players meeting, people stepping up when the going gets tough. The women are playing a brutal stretch of events these three weekends. Who is stepping up so far? Number one, Valerie Mondejano. She found her best finish since Idlewild victory in August 2023. She got third. Next, Heidi Leina. If you follow her socials, then you know she's been working hard in the offseason. She got fifth at U.S. Women's. Charlie's bet at the players' meeting, she'll soon be a lead card mainstay, especially during the Europe swing. And third person to mention, Sayananda. It was her first event of the season. She got 14th. She's taking a small step back from full-time touring, but expect her to be a contender on every West Coast stop. Our third news story of the day. The DGPT put out a pretty fun Instagram post. If you can only spectate one event, what event are you spectating? Get your voice heard. Link in the show notes to vote now. Currently, the MVP Open by OTB, the USDGC, and the European Open lead the way. Now it's time for some PDGA growth stats and UDisc course stats. All right, before we get to the PDGA growth numbers, we're going to talk about the PDGA top cash earners so far this year. On the men's side, Gannon Burr, Anthony Barella, and Nicholas Antola. No movement, they didn't play this week. On the women's side, however, Owen Scoggins maintains the lead in the cash race on the women's side, $18,856, averaging just over $2,000 per event. Missy Gannon jumps up to second with her $12,000 at U.S. Women's, and she now has $17,771 at six events, averaging almost $3,000 per event. In third place, Evelina Solonen pushes Kristen Tatar down to fourth. She's got $16,510 over four events, averaging over $4,000 per event. Congrats to our money leaders on both the men's and the women's side. And our top 20 PDGA earners, this is comparing 2023 top 20 versus 2024 top 20. Last year at this point, $136,000 had been earned by the top 20 PDGA earners. $193,000 has been earned in 2024. 40% growth. Killing it, 2024. All right, now let's get to the next not-so-great stuff. PDGA approval growth. This is the number of discs and baskets that have been approved in 2023 versus 2024. In 2023, at this point, we'd had 88 discs and or baskets approved. This year, 49. It's 45% less. Basically half as many. PDGA event growth. Basically flat. There were 1,759 events in the first three months. And there's been 1,775 in the first 3 months of 2024. Less than 1% growth. One sad statistic for us, event attendance growth. So again, these numbers are a little blurry, but it looks to me like the average attendance at this point last year was 58, an average of about 58 people per event. We're doing just about 44 people per event this year. That's 25% less, and that's where that is. Hopefully as the spring develops, as the sun comes out and the nicer weather gets more people playing, we can bring up the average attendance at these tournaments. Current PDGA members, 94,990. Let's call it 95,000. We're all friends here. Estimated total numbers at the end of the year. Did I say members or numbers? Estimated total members at the end of the year, 134,050. That's about 2% less than last year. And I'll say 2% less than my personal goal. Current highest PDGA number, 283,278. It is still fascinating to me that's over 30,000. And the new members in 2024 so far, we've got 7,200 new members. Estimated total new numbers members by the end of the year, 21,072. And we will close it out with the UDisc course growth. We had our second best week of the year with 20 new courses last week. 11 of those courses were in the United States, 4 were in Canada, and Norway, Czechia, Australia, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Switzerland, and Thailand all added one new course each to give us a total of 20. The average courses per week right now, 16.8. The end of the year, we should have 15,972 courses. Here we go. And that does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin cap.